Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase & Company.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We have two stories breaking overnight. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Afghanistan to assess war needs. Vice President Mike Pence is cutting short his overseas trip by one night. He's now returning to D.C. on Tuesday. An aide cited the number of issues happening in Washington this week, including health care, government funding, and tax reform.
What to look for this week? As President Donald Trump readies his announcement of broad brush principles on tax reform Wednesday, he won't be making this announcement in a vacuum. Expect Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and his team to provide backup and swiftly move to help sell the plan. Treasury has more than 100 people working on tax policy, and Mnuchin has been meeting every day on tax reform. Sources say the secretary has also been actively reaching out on Capitol Hill, meeting weekly with key stakeholders like House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady when Congress is in session. One thing to watch, right now the White House and Republican leaders are on completely different pages when it comes to tax reform. We'll be watching who, if any, GOP leaders will attend Trump's announcement.
Reminder, the government shuts down on Friday, and here's where things stand. President Donald Trump would like Congress to fund the border wall in the government funding package this week. The reality is quite simple. Trump needs Democrats to pass a funding measure, and Democrats are opposed to the border wall. So the White House is almost certain to lose this fight. Here's how Trump could get a win. If he settles for an increase in spending on surveillance on the border, drones and things like that, that would allow Trump to say he's beefing up border security before the wall is built. And it would be a tough thing for Democrats to oppose.
We are out this morning with the latest playbook power list, this time focused on the new guard. With Trump as president and the Washington power structure adapting in unimaginable ways, Politico's playbook New Guard Power List is crucial to understanding the players who are breaking through in the all-consuming era of Donald Trump. This list is the product of hundreds of interviews and conversations over the course of several months. There are 45 names on the list, including Hope Hicks, Brian Hook, Senator Chris Murphy, Doug Andres, Alyssa Farah, Christy Roberts, Jake Kasten, Shauna Thomas, J.D. Foster, and more.
Our colleague Andrew Restuccia has the skinny on Trump ordering a review to open new offshore drilling areas through an executive order. There continues to be lots happening on the world stage. There's more action between the U.S. and North Korea. Reuters is reporting that a U.S. carrier group is headed for Korean waters as the Chinese president called for all sides to exercise restraint. Politico Europe has a good roundup making sense of the French elections, where voters chose centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right candidate Marine Le Pen to compete for the presidency in a May 7th runoff.
Alex Eisenstadt has a siren of a story looking at how Republicans are already beginning to sound the alarm on Trump, and how he could cause major problems for Republicans in the 2018 election.
Trump is speaking with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and will video conference with NASA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. He'll have lunch with ambassadors from UN Security Council countries, sign a proclamation for Holocaust Remembrance Day, and host a ceremony for new ambassadors to the U.S. He's meeting with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and will have dinner with John McCain, his wife, and Lindsey Graham.
In the juice, it's official. We've got it first that Heather Nauert is joining the State Department as its spokesman. The agency will announce this later this morning. Nauert, whose name had recently been floated as a potential spokesman, comes on board after more than 15 years as a TV anchor, covering both foreign and domestic affairs. The DNC and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are putting out a rare joint memo today on his first 100 days in office. Senator Elizabeth Warren met with Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel over the weekend while promoting her book at the Music Box Theater, Illinois playbooker Natasha Korecki tells us. The two went to a cafe to chat and actually regularly meet, according to a source close to the mayor, to discuss the future of the Democratic Party and national politics. They also met when the mayor traveled to Washington, D.C. last month. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.